All right, well, good morning. It's at a point in time at 9:30 for the fire committee meeting. I will now call it to order. Our second on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from December 4th, 2023. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Our next item of the agenda is public comments. Is there anyone here that would like to provide public comment? Seeing none or hearing none, we'll move on to number four. On the agenda, that's the recap of Fire Station 1 dedication, which was an awesome event. Chief, you want to kind of go over that one more time?
Sure. Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. And again, thank you to you, committee and council, for supporting this. I think we've heard it since Chief Teeter passed away last year from numerous people, citizens, former employees, employees of the town, the fire department, people that ran across him in their life. What a wonderful man he was. What a great chief he was. So to be able to do this at one of our facilities, the facility closest to his home, is really an honor. It was a classy event. The plaque came out incredibly. As you can see in the top picture there, just some of the current and former or retired firefighters that came to honor Chief Teeter, public officials, citizens, family members. It was a wonderful event. So again, thank you to you and committee for supporting this. And I think it was a nice event. So, yes, sir.
Chief, thank you for sharing this one more time with us. And I want to thank Mayor, our council, our staff, Mr. DeMora, all the support that you gave to us when we came to you and asked. When I came to you and asked about doing this, it was immediate, and I appreciate it. And I think the one thing that I got to do is before Chief Teeter passed away, I visited him in his home a few days before and was able to tell him that Fire Station 1 would be dedicated to him. That rarely happens when somebody has such an honor. It's usually posthumously. We're here, he knew, and there was so much pride on his face, so thank you. Anything from my fellow council members on this?
No, sir, but it was a great event. I was proud to be there supporting it, and I did have the opportunity many years ago working with Chief Teeter, and so he was a great guy, and we miss him, but this is a really good event, and I was glad to be there.
Thank you, sir. Who else?
Sure. I was just going to echo what's been said prior, and it sounded like I didn't have the opportunity to know him personally, but he did lead the department and brought it into the modern era of firefighting. And what I'm really glad is you can see the four screws in the plaque, and that means that if this firehouse is renovated or moved, the plaque goes with it. So it's always going to be his home.
Great observation. All right. If we have nothing, thank you, Chief. Let's move on to the reason we're really here. Budget review. Mr. Moore, is that you, sir?
That is, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much. Good morning to you, to council members. You're familiar with the format. I'll introduce some of the details, so to speak. And Chief Mixon obviously is here and can provide greater context when necessary. But I'd encourage you to open up the fire tab in your budget. And it's page 53. You'll notice right away at the top, we are proposing just under $500,000 of an increase to the salary section. This amount includes the wage plan discussed at the meeting last week. It also includes adjustments to increase average hours, which helps us with our overtime costs. And Chief, would you explain that a little deeper?
Sure. So currently, under the Fair Labor Standards Act, anything above 106 hours on a two-week pay period is considered overtime. So not to go into too much detail, but we work a schedule of 24-48, which gives us kind of colloquially what is two big checks and one small check. So in those two big checks, there is 14 hours of halftime that's considered overtime. Now, we don't really look at it as overtime in the traditional sense because it is part of their standard schedule that they work. They're 24-48, but it's calculated as overtime because of the hours. What we're proposing here is to make all hours worked, all hours of vacation, sick time, or holiday as hours worked. And what that'll do, it won't take away that half time if they take vacation or sick time in that big check. And what that really equates to now is for an entry-level firefighter to take a day of vacation in that big check or that 2 weeks is losing about $115. So we want to keep them whole. We want to let them use the vacation time, the sick time that they've earned, without penalty. So this kind of trues that up. Mr. DeMore in Finance has been supportive of this effort and trying to keep those employees whole. Essentially, that's what that is.
And thank you, Chief. And so that's included in the wage recommendation here. And by the way, if you look on page 53 at the numbers, sort of in totality, practically the entire increase is in the salary line. But speaking of our people, our men and women who do a great job for us, vacancies are in a good spot in the fire department. If you include those that are in the pipeline right now, it's about 4 vacancies in the entire department, which you know is a sizable workforce. And so I'm certainly on a good track there. If you flip the page, please. The next page is contractual services. And reviewing the top numbers, the radio user fee, which is critical to our operation, that's the $65,000 number. We have to contract with medical directors, given the services that we provide. That contract is in there. That's the second item, just under $47,000. Some data renewals, a new contract at $35,000, and then it goes on and on all the way down. And we're always happy to answer any of those questions. But I do like to ask you to flip to this page because it shows contractual arrangements that we have to help us support the fire department. In addition to that, uniforms and clothing, another highlight, that line item's about 2/3 of the way down. It's showing a substantial reduction over the prior year. The reduction is actually $138,000. And the reason for that is that thanks to Chief Nixon and getting us up to speed and current with our turnout gear, in the current budget, we went ahead and made a large purchase to get there, and then we're going to be on a rotation schedule ever since. And is that about right, Chief?
Yes, sir. So the goal of that was to get everybody in 2 sets of turnout gear. If their gear is contaminated, a fire, or damaged, they have a second set to go into. So that one-time money in this current budget year has allowed us to purchase additional sets of bunker gear and work towards getting everybody in that 2 sets.
And so after the numbers that are on the main sheet, the fire department, which represent the day-to-day operations, a lot of the activity and a lot of the story, most of the story, in fact, is found with our capital asset plan, specifically asset replacement. And I'd ask you to take a moment to flip to page 121. That's going to be within the capital asset fund. Good to see these things in black and white and not just have to take our word for it. But if you look at the top of page 121, the 9 items at the top are specifically targeted to support the fire department. 4 Pierce engines, an F-450, an F-150, and some other items. But we're proposing and are hopeful that you'll support this significant type of investment in our apparatus. And then on the capital side, pure capital, a few pages later, page 131. And that has our capital items. You're familiar with these projects. You've received briefings on them in the past, but it's Fire Station 7, the renovation and expansion. That's going to be fully funded in our capital plan, and as well as continued contributions towards the construction one day of the public safety training facility. Those are our, you know, higher dollar capital, pure capital facilities. Any questions?
Yes, I'm sorry. clarify, we're looking at purchasing 4 new fire trucks in this budget year?
Yes, sir.
Top item is 3, so thank you for...
Well, I can clarify that if you will, sir. That fourth engine is actually already been purchased in this year. So instead of funding it with the traditional lease purchase and speaking with Ms. Kotal, that fourth engine is going to be funded off the GO bond, but it's already been ordered.
Okay, so we're showing 4 in this budget. We've ordered 1 of them already, the 4, so we're looking at the other 3.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, we discussed that during finance, and the recommendation was, instead of going out for a lease purchase, that effort was made, but it was way high. So instead of doing a lease purchase, we're going to go out to banks and see if we can do better. And Ms. Kotoff was very, very strong about the fact that she feels we can do much better with the banks than on the lease purchase right now, which is the way things used to be done.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else on the committee have any questions right this moment? Okay. And Mr. Moore, is there anything else from you, sir?
No, sir. At this point, I covered the highlights. Obviously, with the support of the chief, we're happy to answer any further questions.
If the committee will indulge me just for a second. So, Chief, I just want to just go over a few quick things with you and kind of get on the record, if you will.
Yes, sir.
So you just kind of confirmed that. So 3 trucks will be ordered this year. And we've been looking at about 4 years out. Is that my understanding? But for everything from supply chain, such high demand from other agencies as well. Can you give me an update on the timeline of the trucks and other apparatus you've already hired?
Sure.
I'm sorry, you've already purchased or ordered, and let us know kind of what's going on with those, if you will.
Sure, yes, sir. So expected to come in this year in 2024. Squad 504, which should be here in a few months. Engine 504.
Well, a little bit, what does that do?
Sure. So,
I want anybody watching or hearing, they want to know what our fire department's doing, their capabilities, which is incredible. Would you share that one?
Sure. So Squad 504 out of Station Point 6 Mile is a quick response vehicle. Essentially, as you remember, we put those 2 quick response vehicles in our response plan many years ago. And the idea is to keep some of the bigger vehicles off the road for these medical calls. So this is one of those units. However, you know, traditionally you've done the Tahoe. And with the Tahoe, you know, they don't quite meet our needs because of capacity, of weight. We found them to be a little bit overloaded with the gear that we need on them. So this truck's actually at F-450. It'll have a box on the back that's built in that'll allow them to not have all that gear in the cab with them. It can handle some additional weight. It'll be able to pull a trailer out of that station for some of the technical rescue stuff, the confined rescue stuff that we're going to put in the trailer, not have to have an additional unit for that equipment as well. So we're beefing it up a little bit, but we think it'll serve our needs better. It's still small enough to where it can get in and out of some of these neighborhoods. It can run these medical calls without having the larger apparatus on the street. And we expect that to be here this year. After a few months, we're going to look at it, see if it meets our needs. And the next time we go to order Squad 7 out of Bowman Road, we'll probably use that concept as well. So that's with the outfitters now, and it should be here within a couple of months. Engine 3 and Ladder 5 are also expected to be here this year. Ladder 5 is out of Dunes West. Engine 3 is right here out of Rimley's Point. Expected to go into production in April which seems like a pretty tight time frame, but that's how Peterson, the company we use, works. They can turn these trucks out in a couple of months. So production time frame of April, we're looking at an in-site visit or an on-site visit in May up in Wisconsin to check out the engine, and probably another on-site visit in June to go over the finals for the ladder and have both of those units here in June or July of this year. Additionally, arriving this year is that reserve ladder that we talked about around this time last year. It's been a little bit slower to get it than we thought, but they've made some of the final repairs. We have to get that truck to Alabama where we can fly down, look at it, make sure finally that it meets every need that we have, and get that in as well. 2026, we've already ordered it, Ladder 503, which will be right out of here at Rimley's Point. As you remember, we're changing up the concept for the south end here for ladder truck. This is a tractor-drawn aerial. That's a truck that requires 2 drivers, 1 in the front, 1 in the back. But it gives us a lot of benefit for getting to some of these larger buildings, for placement, the way that it articulates, we can get through tighter neighborhoods like Ion with a lot more ease. So that's a new concept that we're going to. That should be here in 2026. We've also ordered engine 506, which is out of our Carolina Park station. This year, this is that engine that we talked about that was ordered this year, but some of the funding has come out of next year's budget. That's expected to be here in 2028. The proposed units, engine 505 out of Dunes West, engine 501 off of McCants, and rescue 504, which is also, it's a pumper engine. It's one of our engines, but it also has that heavy rescue capability out of 6 Mile. Those units are expected to be here in 2029. Well, we have the specs for the engines already written. So as soon as, you know, if the budget is approved with the proposal, and as soon as the funding is ready in July, we'll have those engines ordered. And we're working on the specs now for the rescue in anticipation of that funding coming available in July as well. So all that to say, 5 engines, 3 ladders, 1 squad, several smaller vehicles, a trailer, a UTV, a couple of pickup trucks, will all be ordered with this proposed budget, or not with this proposed budget, but including those 3 units. Everything but 1 engine will be on order and brand new in this budget.
Thank you, Chief. My last question, I'll turn it over to my fellow committee members. Is your repair and maintenance budget where you need to be so we can ensure everything stays up and running for you?
Yes, sir. Thank you. And it really, some of these issues haven't been a budgetary issue. It's really just a supply chain. We've seen it everywhere, but it seems particularly difficult in parts and sourcing parts and building new equipment, building new apparatus. So the funding is definitely there. Even on the station side, Public Works, we work closely with them. They've been very generous with us with the CMP budget, station repairs. You know, we're 24-hour facilities. So when our hot water heater breaks, when our appliances go down, we pretty much have to have those as quickly as possible. So in working with them, you know, they've been wonderful in keeping these buildings up. We have a new fleet building getting ready to come online. We're working with a new fleet maintenance company. So, yes, sir, to answer your question shortly, everything is in place budgetarily-wise to keep these units up and running.
Thank you, Chief, and I appreciate what y'all are doing. Thank my community members for indulging me to ask those questions. I'll open it up to you guys now. You have anything? Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I wanted to confirm that last year we did a major analysis of personnel and budget for their pay. And we, this year, have made a major effort to bring our fire department and public and police department and public services up to where they need to be. And this new budget has allowed us to keep that going as well. And I wanted to confirm that with Chief and with Mr. DeMora, if maybe put it on the record.
I concur, sir, yes. Last year, as you know, was the largest wage package we've ever passed and implemented, and that caught everyone in the net who performed, but it was targeted at firefighters, police officers, sanitation workers.
Right.
And so I concur with your statements.
Thank you.
Anything else, sir?
No, sir.
Yes. So when we are, when these new vehicles come online this summer, the ladder truck, the new ladder truck, the reserve ladder truck, can you talk to me a little bit about where these apparatuses, the plural of that, where they'll be located and how they'll sort of cover the entire town?
Sure. Yes, sir. So the ladder truck, ladder 505, will be at Dunes West. That's a replacement for that unit out there. The reserve will come online strictly in that status as a reserve. Our reserve unit now is in need of replacement, and then y'all have been gracious enough, instead of us rolling one of our current ladders into a reserve status, getting us a unit that's a little bit newer, a little more usable for our needs. So that reserve unit will be in a reserve status. We will have 2 frontline ladders like we currently do.
And the second frontline ladder, that's located at which station?
Station number 3 here, right here on 7th Avenue. And that, again, is expected to be here in 26.
Excellent. And I do applaud you for making the change to the personal leave time in order to, you know, so people aren't actually discouraged from taking that time off. And I do recognize that there's been a significant increase in the salaries. I think during our last meeting, we discussed it a little bit, but I do want to make sure, you know, as Charleston has a new budget that's coming online, several other municipalities will have a new budget at about the same time as ours to make sure we're keeping an eye on what those other areas are paying and to ensure that we're remaining competitive with our personnel.
Yes, sir. You know, here in Charleston County, we have a pretty tight-knit group of fire chiefs under the Charleston County Fire Chiefs Association. So we talk frequently, and usually about once or twice a year, we kind of share our compensation packages, share our salaries with each other. So as these new budgets are coming into place, we will likely do that again in July, and I will get, you know, North Charleston, the city, but even farther than that, we reach out to Hilton Head, Myrtle Beach, some of these bigger metro areas, just to make sure that, you know, we're in line with what they're doing. So we'll continue to work on that, presented to HR just kind of as an inside study that we will do ourselves.
Appreciate that. Thank you,
sir.
So much.
Absolutely.
Okay. Anybody else? Hearing none, the fire committee is adjourned.